You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Shimon and Levi are brothers.
You know
that? You know?
Torah says.
Torah says?
Yeah.
Why Torah says they were brothers?
Why Torah says they are brothers?
Oh, you didn't know they are brothers?
They knew.
I'm sorry?
Achei Yosef.
Achei Yosef? Why we need to be informed about that they are brothers?
Oh, why they need to know they are brothers?
I'm sorry? They had the same intention? What did they do?
What they did to Shechem and the people, they did together. So Torah said they are brothers, that means they act the same together.
Oh, beautiful. Ah, very nice, very nice, very nice. So, here, they were partner of the crime, you mean?
Yes.
Ah, the partner of the crime, I see. So Rashi HaKadosh brings an interesting point that these two, actually, there were only two that they spoke in front of their older brothers. Older brothers. Because you're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. And we have another source about Lavan, that when Eliezer entered their house to ask them about Rivka Imenu, so we see Lavan spoke. So Rashi HaKadosh says that he was a rasha, he was a wicked. Why? Because he spoke before his father. What does that mean? If you speak in front of your father, you're a wicked?
You have to ask for permission.
Fine, but I guess there's other proper term that could be used, lack of manner, rushed, out of his mind, but wicked? Why wicked? Wicked? What does wicked mean? It's too harsh, no? Fine, you know, okay, he was in rush and, very soon it's coming up. We have a character in Megillah, it's called Memuchan. Memuchan, you know who was it?
No?
No? You didn't prepare for Megillah yet? Memuchan is Haman.
Haman.
That's his nickname. So Memuchan means ready. Ready. Ready, Rashi says, ready the Pur'anut, because he was the one that jumped and suggested what Ahasuerus should do with his wife. So here we see, it's not that you jump or you present your idea, but if it's not proper, then you have a title of wicked. So now here, we see Yaakov Avinu, Shalom Yisraelim, that you are Achim, your brothers, obviously it goes with that saying. But here we learn a very interesting point, and that is, violence, being destructive, usually is not as severe or lasting if there is a single person. But if you have a partner, it could be much greater violence and destruction. Why? Because when there are two, so then you have a feedback. So now, here, the psychology behind this matter is that there are many, many different types of achim, such as parents, teacher, friends, that could give a type of feedback to a misbehavior, such as, he's too young, he didn't do anything, there's nothing to do, we tried. These are different type of achim. So then what would happen? Ach turns to ach, ach, ach. That means the feedback that is called brother. So then later on, when this child grows up and becomes an adult, then these all these feedbacks or staying quiet, so then they start feeling the pain. So here is the Shimon, the Achim means that many times there are the shortcomings that should have been taken care of. But because the carelessness or lack of responsibility, then the character was molded and then it created the behavior that is not fixable anymore. That's what the ach means.
How is it that no other brother went with them? They didn't tell?
Obviously, we see the character, there's a very special character that they're very zealous. And we see the prediction is very interesting, that we see Bihalam lo tabon afshi, that means Yaakov Nalom Shalom pleaded to Ribono Shel Olam, that will not be mentioned later on what is going to take place. And when is that? One is Zimri and one is Korach. Zimri was from Shimon and then Korach was from Shevet Levi. So Yaakov Nalom Shalom pleaded that I don't want my name will be mentioned. So what did he exactly mean? What did he mean? He pleaded, he requested from Hashem that I don't want my name to be mentioned later on. But what are they going to do?
That is, I don't want to be part of it. It's shameful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reuven didn't do anything wrong, his descendant later. Hazak Baruch, beautiful. You mean that time of Aviram? So how come you didn't request that his name should not be mentioned?
Why not for Reuven?
So now, the answer here is you're right. That maybe you don't want to get involved or his name be mentioned. But the point about here is much deeper, and it is. Baruch Shimon Levi did had no difference between what Zimri and Korach did, meaning, what does anger mean?
Acting without thinking.
Destruction.
No, that was this morning. No, that was, we've covered that too. No, how do you describe anger?
Anger.
No.
Fire.
No.
Only my idea.
No. Okay, simply anger means satisfaction. People that get angry, they satisfy themselves. When you blow up, you relieve yourself. Whatever Zimri did is another type of anger in a different channel. That's it. It's exactly the same thing. You follow?
Yeah.
You ask any psychologist in the whole world, no one without any exception, they tell you the same thing. To all that temperamental, they have the same side effect in that area. No exception. This is exactly the same thing. Exactly. How do we know? We lost 24,000 people at the time of matter that took place with Banot Moab. And then we have another 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva that they came back in that form. What's the connection? They did adultery. Here, you tell me they had no respect for one another. There is no difference at all. They both the same thing. Because it's a different satisfaction, a different way of pleasing yourself. Exactly. So that means when you get angry, you're only satisfying yourself. That's it. You let out, you blow up, you scream. Something. Scary? It's a fact. But that's how it is. Exactly, that's why it is. It's a beautiful remedy that is offered in this workshop. Shimon Velevi Achim. Rabbi Eliezer Papo learns from the Mishnah that in Pirkei Avot we learn Kone Lecha Haver. You have to attain a friend. You have to have a good friend. You have to look for a good friend. To have a good friend is a gift. What's a good friend means? What's a good friend? Let's go have a Michelob. It's a good friend. No. Or Budweiser. What is a good friend? Haver. Haver is Chibur. Chibur, connection. And also, Haver is the same letters of Cherev. Cherev. Sword. Shamshir. It means you could have somebody create a Chibur with you in Ruchniyot, elevate you, or could be Cherev. Cut you to pieces. Even without realizing. Even without. And then you wake up 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. Wow, cut me in pieces. Cut me in pieces. Rabbi Eliezer Papo brings a beautiful remedy, and that is, Kone lecha chaver. Harav says, Kone and Kane, it's the same letters. What does it mean? Kone means to attain, Kane means kulmus, the one that the Sofer writes. The Sefer Torah and the Mezuzah and the Tefillin. Harav says you should always make friend with your pen. Kala Kadosh, this is a dynamic remedy that can save you at least $5 million. Going to psychologist. Harav says a very beautiful thing. You know, people that are just about to blow up, right? They have to, something to say. Something bothers them. They want to defend themselves. They want to attack people, huh? Yeah. So how do you do it? How do you do it? Your mouth, right? Yeah. Your mouth, and your nose becomes 500 times bigger. It's called charonaf. And then you let it out. Huh? Good. Harav says a beautiful thing. It says, this force that is created, you have to transfer it to your hand and grab the pen and write it down. That means instead of letting out through your mouth and your ears and your nose and your eyes, you have to transfer it through your hand and write it down.
Write down what?
What is that bothering you? Whatever you want to scream, write it down.
That means a lot of self-confidence.
Discipline. Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point here is. Not Kone Lecha Haver. Kone Lecha Haver. You have to make a peace with your friend.
feel friend with your pen. That means your pen should be always
ready.
Handy. Handy, write it down. It is this, it is this, he's wrong, you know, he's talking to me. Write it down, write it down, write it down. He doesn't like me, everything write it down. You know what happens? When you write it down, you're relieved. I mean, you have to go to office depot at least buy a case of notebook. I mean, it's not like one or two page. It's okay, but here, this is a dynamic remedy that can bring you such a peace. And Zohar HaKadosh, you don't know, pages and pages and pages and pages. Zohar HaKadosh praises people that they are Malah D'Cheshbona. Especially this time of year, that before they go to sleep, they have the notebook and write down what they did, what they did, what they feel. Such a great shevach, praise for people that they have such a schedule. Before they go to sleep, they write everything. But it might be once, you know, before you go to sleep. But this matter, you have a lot of pen, don't lose it, you know. Take the pen out, notebook, and write it down. Somebody cut in front of you, before you know you hank, before you scheme. People make other people's flat because he took his parking space. Can you imagine this? They break the windshield. Can you imagine this? How you let yourself to do such a thing?
People doesn't have no brain.
No, see, that shows that how inflated you can get. That's a human being. Yeah, but the point of matter here is we're here to work on ourselves. We are here to be
healthy, constructive people. Not because of shalom, damage things, hurt people, shatter people.
Mm-hmm. Happened to be a story about a math tutor. At school that will take the kids out to help them with their math. So he took his student out. So he wanted to teach him the numbers. How do you teach the kids the numbers?
Writing it on the
board. Apple!
Oh, candy.
Oh. No, candy we don't let in school. No candy. So he took apples out. So he says, one apple. This is two. And this is three. How many total we have? The kid says, four. Four? So the tutor thought maybe he doesn't like apple. He brought some oranges out. So he put on the table. This is one orange. This is two. And this is another one. How many total we have? So three. So he took the apple out back again. Put on the table, says, this is one apple, two apple, three apple. How many we have total?
Four.
Four. So what's what do you mean four? It's only three. He says, no, I have another apple in my lunchbox. Kala Gadosh, every one of us, we have some apple that has remained from years and years and years and years back, and we kept it with ourselves. It's not three apples, because when you want to tell people, it's not what you think, it's not what you imagine, it's not true at all. You don't need to scream, I'm talking to you, you don't need to scream at me. We making a conversation. You have a question, you know, nicely, politely, you can ask me. But why he can't? Because it's an apple. It's remained from years and years and years and back. And because of this that never corrected it. It was never erased from the memory.
stayed with her.
And that's why he's acting like this.
And that's the task that we all have, that we have to realize it. It's not that, you know, people aggravate us, people make us upset. There's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. Because this apple remained from years back. So now you feel everybody's against you. People bother you. People do this. People do this. So you become
a character that constantly becomes blaming other people. My life is like this. Because of him, because of you, because you did this.
I would not get angry if you would not talk to me like this. I would not get angry. You made me angry. You, it's all your fault. And this apple becomes rotten and rotten and rotten. And you cannot go through life healthy, happy. Why? Because you don't want to let go. You don't want to accept that there's something that has to be taken care of. You have to fix it. You have to take it out of your system. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. That first of all, you have to know that we should not be feedback in the wrong way. You're going to be a cherub. And then you realize, I could fix it. I could elevate, I could be a healthy, positive,
happy person. But because I don't want to let go, and then I keep blaming other people, this for me, I could have do this, I could do that.
Then you go through such a sorrow and pain all your life. All your life.
60 years, the attitude is like this because of that. How he's gonna change after 60 years something that he built inside himself for 60 years?
That's a very good question. I can bring you a story about the twins. One became very successful, and the other one became almost homeless. So they asked one, "How did you become so successful?" "So because of my Abba." "Because your Abba? What did Abba do?" "So he's an alcoholic. I didn't want to be like him." They asked the other one, "What happened to you? Why you became like this?" "So because of my Abba."
So from the beginning, understand one is right, one is wrong.
But you make your choice. You want to be like your Abba, he's an alcoholic, it's your choice. But you don't want to be like your Abba, that is alcoholic, it's your choice. So that's what he decided to go through life as, whatever that he felt that is.
How is he going to change his attitude today?
He can if he wants to. He's able to anytime that he likes. But the problem is, you make a decision. I cannot make a decision for you. Whatever I'm telling you now, you might think, you know, it's nonsense. Nonsense. And it's not for me. You ask Allah Kadosh, who would think that whatever that was said is for him? I raise my hand, it's for me. But maybe you don't think so. Because you might feel, you know, I don't need this. Why? Because the apple is remained, and then you have not even know in back of your head, in your conscious, what exactly you're doing to yourself. And I'm not able to take it out from you. You decide, I don't want it anymore. But as long as you live with it, then it's part of you, and then going to go through life as whatever that you are now. When you decide, no, I'm going to be somebody else, but you make a decision. Nobody can make a decision for you.
No, that's for sure.
Right. But here, the fact of the matter here, as we explained, that's what the fact of the matter here is. You cannot deny it. You cannot. But you can ignore it And many do. Shimon ignored it. And then we see the outcome to such a terrible disaster. Brought such a churban for Am Yisrael. But he could have fixed it. He could have. But it's up to us to make a decision that I could make. You know, it's very interesting that everybody carries a radio with them. Everybody has a radio. I mean, I'm not talking about Kolan Shema radio. But everybody has a radio with them. What's that radio?
Broadcasting.
Your head always plays for you, always. You know, sometimes people like borrow a car or lease a car, they turn on the car and then you see is a loud music of rock and roll. So what do?
Change it.
Turn it off.
Yeah, turn it.
How come you don't turn off this one up here? It plays rock and roll, symphony for you,
it's
screaming.
Awesome.
No, you don't turn it off. You listen to it. You listen to it. But the station is absolutely in the radio is in the wrong station, but you listen to it. But here, the point here is you have to learn to change the station. I'm able to. I have some faults I have to fix. But you don't want to change it, right? Takes lots of effort to make a new character out of yourself, refine yourself. It's not easy for all of us. But here the task here is radio. It convinces you that, you know, it's okay. Don't worry. Well, what do you mean it's okay? It's not okay. It's not okay. You need things to fix. But how can you go by it? When you will to change the station, so then you hear different music. Better music. But as long as you get used to this music, and many do, gives you a headache. Better get used to it. And this case, Hashem Baruch Hu is like to have the koach to change the station, to be positive, be happy people, and make other people happy.
Amen.
And it's going to be a short bekarov. I mean.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.